I'm Jason Gay, and it's time for Three Stories You Should Know.
I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
All right, baseball went nuts this past week. Major League Baseball released the results of an investigation which concluded that the Houston Astros electronically stole signs during their championship 2017 season and then used loud thwacks on a garbage can. I'm not making this up. Loud thwacks on a garbage can to alert their teammates what pitch was coming. That led to the Astros firing their manager and their general manager. And that is just the beginning. To discuss that and more, I'm joined by Amira Rose Davis, Penn State professor and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Welcome back, Amira Rose.
Thanks for having me.
And joined by the Ringer's Brian Curtis. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Jason.
All right, friends. I'm going to kick it off here because baseball, as we know it, it's burning. This off-season Astros story has kicked off some of the most aggressive recriminations I've ever seen in sports. You got A.J. Hinch, the manager. He's out. Jeff Luhnow, general manager. He's out. The former Astros bench coach turned World Series Red Sox manager Alex Cora is out. Now, the former Astros player turned yet-to-manage-one-game Mets manager Carlos Beltran, he's out. He didn't even get to manage the Mets. This is all because a bunch of donkeys down in Houston decided that it would be a smart idea to bang on a trash can and signal what pitch was coming. And, of course, went on to win a World Series in the very same year. Now, it's really become one of the most bizarre and hilarious scandal tracks in baseball history, and baseball has not had a shortage of scandals, but should it not distract from what is the main takeaway here in my book? The Los Angeles Dodgers kind of have a beef. They would like to be awarded the 2017 World Series. Amira Rose, I'll start with you. You know, baseball, as I said, has been through this kind of thing before, scandals before. Can it dig itself back from this one?
Yeah, I mean, actually, scandals make baseball more popular. I mean, this is not the happy, you know, oh, cheating's terrible take. Like, it is. Okay, that's terrible. But baseball has been talked about more this week in offseason than I've seen in a really long time. I think all eyes are on baseball in a time that usually we're still having headlines being dominated by football. You know, we're in an Olympic year, but somehow baseball has carved itself a nice little pocket of discussion on the talk show. So actually, I think they are going to dig themselves out of it quite fine.
But Brian, I mean, the nature of this scandal, I mean, okay, steroids, what did they lead to? They led to people hitting 50, 60, 70 home runs. That was an exciting thing. It made the game more, you know, enlivened. This is quite a bit different. Does the nature of it make it a bigger problem for the sport?
I don't think so, because I think people may understand cheating of this kind differently, or they may have a better idea about it than, you know, pharmacological cheating. I think what scared people about PEDs is it just seems so strange and foreign. Here, you know, you're making noises with a trash can. You know, that just seems, I know you compared this in your Wall Street Journal column to a Coen Brothers movie, but I think you went way too highbrow there. It's more Eastbound and Down, Naked Gun level cheating scheme.
Amira Rose, you're up next here with some news from the WNBA.
Yeah, so the WNBA finally announced that they had come to agreement, a new collective bargaining agreement in place. It's 8 years, and let me tell you, I think it's a gem. It pushes the earning potential for an individual player up to as much as $500,000, almost triple of what somebody could earn currently. Revenue sharing, which has been a big point. The NBA players take 50-50 revenue sharing. WNBA, up until this point, has been at 20%. Now they have a plan in place that allows for them to earn up to 50% if the league continues to grow and sponsorships are there. And also, lastly, included stuff which I like to call things they should have clearly already had. Traveling, they now will have individual rooms. And they don't have charter flights, but they will be mandatorily upgraded to Economy Plus. And they also have, I mean, some of this is like, exactly. But maternity benefits are huge. They get a full salary if they have maternity things and a child care stipend. That's a really big deal. And there's a domestic violence policy now on the books, which was missing. So what caught your eye the most about this CBA? Do you have lingering questions? And can this be a model for women's domestic leagues moving forward?
Well, the first thing that came to mind on that score was that WNBA players did not have individual hotel rooms on the road before this new CBA.
Yeah.
The biggest stars in basketball had lesser accommodations than sports writers. Like think about that. How insane is that?
You mean you're not two for a room at the Ringer?
No, we don't split the Super 8. We get our own Super 8 rooms at the Ringer. But, you know, I think the media coverage thing is still going to be a challenge. I think this is another thing, a little bit like baseball, where just the coverage of the CBA gets everybody's eyes on the WNBA in a way maybe they wouldn't be at this time of year. It's just going to be, again, coaxing these now, you know, sort of withering media companies to really cover it and to cover it like a real league, as opposed to having part-timers and stringers handle it as they have in many times in the past.
All right, Brian, we're going to go to you, and I think you're coming to us from the pristine world of college athletics.
Well, when we talk about college athletics and the question of money, of amateurism, we usually do it in this very theoretical way. We don't do it in the way of a former college football star standing on the field passing out currency after a game. But that is what Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. did on Monday night after his alma mater LSU won the national championship. He was standing on the field. He had a lot of money in his hand. He pressed some money into the hands, according to a video of wide receiver Justin Jefferson, a junior who has fortuitously, given all the NCAA rules, declared for the draft. Now, this got people's hackles up. We began talking about penalties and what are we going to do about this? And is Odell Beckham Jr. some kind of booster? Does that make it worse that he played for LSU or something like that? Amateurism, all that stuff. But I couldn't help but think, if people who are critics of the current system of amateurism have been trying to embarrass the NCAA in various ways over the last many years and many decades, is there any better way than just standing on the field after the national championship and passing out money? Is there any better way to highlight the problems with the system?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, the hypocrisy is bare to everybody who sees. I don't even know. I've lost count of the money made by coaches and their precious little postseason bonuses. But I think what is complicated, of course, is the arrest warrant that's then issued for I don't even know how to describe the post-locker room cop interaction.
Fanny slap. I think he slapped the fanny of a police officer.
I cuss too much. That's a better way of saying it. And I think that what you see is some of that has really given some cover to the NCAA, because all these reemerging narratives about Odell Beckham Jr. and how he was making a fool of himself in the locker room and on the field.
Yeah, I agree that the NCAA has to be kind of thrilled in a way that this is the thing that they're kicking around this week, rather than something much more severe happening at Penn State, where you had a federal lawsuit filed from a former Penn State college football player alleging, you know, serious hazing within the college football team. And that's the kind of thing that the NCAA doesn't want anything to do with. They'd much rather talk about Odell Beckham than anything like that. Amir Rose, you're at Penn State. I'm just curious, you know, with this lawsuit that came out earlier in the week, what's the mood on campus about this?
It's certainly news around here. The student paper, it's the front page. And it's certainly not a position the institution would like to be in. But I think it's looking at some hard conversations and continued reckonings that they've been dealing with, not just with the football program and obviously the Sandusky case, but with hazing cases that have happened, especially the case of Timothy Piazza, which resulted in death on campus a few years ago.
Brian, do you anticipate this story kicking up back again? I mean, it seems so glib to talk about, like, there just being such a clutter of media stories and sports, but there's just so much stuff happening. Do you anticipate that this kind of comes back around at some point?
You know, probably. And I say that as somebody who thinks it's an important story and it should get more coverage. But it's also one of those things where I think, you know, we have trouble as a sports media sort of focusing on things, and we have trouble prioritizing things. And you see something like this that maybe doesn't fit into the constructs of, oh, here's a crazy thing that happened on Twitter, or here's, you know, an off-season signing, or here's an NBA player tweeting about another NBA player. It doesn't fit into those groups, and so it's harder to do. And it maybe, unfortunately, gets kicked off the front page and kicked off of Twitter a little bit. Again, I say that as somebody who would rather it be front and center and rather us having a conversation about these things.
Well, I imagine we'll be talking about this at some point down the road on this exact segment. My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been Amira Rose Davis, Penn State professor and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast, and The Ringer's Brian Curtis. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Jason.